quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview with the one and only Liam Brew. Hey, mate, how are you?
Hey, good, mate. Thanks for having me.
Now, you have been out touring and doing a whole heap of really cool, fun stuff at the moment. And I'm really pleased that you are talking to us today because you just got back from like a 400K drive back to your very own bed and you're staying awake just for us. So tell me about the rigorous touring schedule that you've got at the moment.
Yeah, it's not too bad. We're of course on the Turn the Page tour, so it's myself, Luke Dickens, Luke Austin, Travis Collins. So there's a few of us to share the drive, so it's not too bad. But we've got I think it's 20 shows in 30 days. So
there's a bit
in it. As far south as Albury and as far north as Bowen in North Queensland. So there's a bit of hiking in it. But,
so who does most of the driving?
You do what you got to do. Oh, we all share it, actually. We've been pretty lucky. Toyota's given us a couple of cars, and one of them's a $120,000 Sahara, so I think everyone fights over it to have a drive, so that makes it pretty easy.
Well, I'm pleased that tour is going really well, and I just got a copy of Faster. Now, I think that's a bit of an ironic title, considering it took how long to get?
Yeah. About 4 years, mate. So yeah, I see the humour in.
But it is worth the wait, definitely, because you got a whole heap of great songs on there. And one of the things that I really like about you, Liam, is your commitment to the songwriting craft or the songwriting component of country music. And when I listen to some of these great songs like She's Gone, Drink More Beer, That Makes Me Miss Her, I just go, how you've articulated those thoughts and those experiences is just so true to who you are.
No, I appreciate that, mate. I love writing songs and I love the ability then to sing them and have people connect with them everybody's gone through all these sorts of things and if someone's put it into a song and you can sort of sit back and go, I get that, that's me. You know, that's what country music's all about. So if that happens, at some point on the record or someone's listening to it, I've done what I'm here to do, So, I'm really proud of that.
Now, let's talk about the single, She's Gone.
Yeah, well, this song I actually wrote quite a few years ago and it sort of wasn't doing anything with it. It was one of those bottom drawer songs, and we're going through the record and thought we needed something a little bit, a bit more serious and kind of more traditional country ballad kind of thing. And it was sort of like a last resort. I was like, oh, I got this one. And, producer Rusty, he just said, man, I love that song. Why didn't you pull it out early? It's sort of one of those things you live with for so long, you don't really even know if it's any good anymore. But, I fell in love with it all over again once we recorded it in the studio. And I thought it was cool to try something different as far as, releasing it to radio. Most of my singles before this have been, tongue-in-cheek and upbeat, and I thought it was cool to try something, a bit more serious and see how it goes. So, yeah, it's a different angle for me, but I'm excited about it.
Isn't it interesting how when you get the fresh eyes of a really good producer and a great artist and I call it an undiscovered song, you can find magic in new places.
That's exactly it, and it only took a slight twist of the direction, from Rusty, the producer, and the song just came to life. So it was very cool.
Now, before we go to the song, you did Is It Raining at Your House? Was featuring Kaylee Bell. Now, you star maker ones tend to stick together pretty close, don't you?
Yeah, well, it sort of it didn't happen. It happened as planned like that. But we're listening to the track, and actually another star maker winner, Travis Collins, was in the studio. He did backing vocals on the album, and we were talking to him about this duet, and he said, "Man, have you thought about Kaylee Bell?" And straight away, all of us went, "Yep, she'd be perfect for this." So you know, yeah, she come in, she did such an amazing job. You know, her vocals on that track are just haunting. Like, it's amazing. So I'm really, really proud of the fact that she's on the album. Yeah, it's very cool. I'm really happy with it.
Well, overall, it is a fantastic album, Liam Brew Faster. You can download that from iTunes. All the links will be available on realcountrymix.com, and it's definitely worth adding to your Australian country music collection. Thank you so much, Liam Brew.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it, mate.
Now let's go to that absolutely amazing song, She's Gone.
She said it cold right.
Ben Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.